We're learning Masech Nizyum and Avayin Chesem and Beis, the Sugya Ben Nilas HaSandal. The Gemara starts off, Mal Lotzis V'Sandal Shal Sham B'Yom Kippurim. Sham is a gumi, a non-leather shoe. And the Gemara brings up Shulman Levi wore a sandal Shal Sham and her blessed him in Ninvei. Said you could go out with the sandals for Sham. Rav Yehuda went out with the Hitni Abai with Hutzi, Rav with Divli, and Rav Avuna was Karuk Suja Karav and Afek. Then the Gemara asked Akasha that we have this Machlekes Remain Rav Yasi by Kavek Itea, and that's a Machlekes if it's a minnul or not, and yet, Rishavich also loves by Mikiburim. So even if it's not a minnul, even according to Rav Yasi, the Inalagwan and Shavich is not a minnul, he's still Inalagwan Yom Kippur. So Abaye said it's because of the panic, because of a tainug. But Rava said, no, tainug alone is not a reason to asir. So Rava says, no, the kuli alma, it's a minnul. And in Shabbos, they're arguing if there's a kshash that it might fall off and you'll carry it down amas b'shasar abba. So the problem is, if the kuli alma, it's a minnul, so then, l'chayri, you shouldn't be allowed to go out with it on Yom Kippur. So what's the pshan and the miram that went out with the non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur? It's three mahalchem and the rishainim, understanding the maskanas of the sugya l'halacha. Rashi says that in Yom Kippur it's aser because it's a minnul, but the hitni and the hutz are not minnulu. The hitni and the hutz is not a minnul. That means that according to Rashi, the maskanas of the sugya is you don't need leather to be a minnul to aser in Yom Kippur, but the reason why the minnulim of the amirun, they're not a shoe. The shaila is, what does it mean? What's a shoe and what's not a shoe? If you don't need it to be leather to be a shoe, what's the qualifications of a shoe? So as you might say, that maybe the vart is you need something to be megan. Wood is a very tough material, it's megan. And these things are not megan. But the problem is the Mechamis, in the Rambanu Mechamis says, that there's a braisa in Perek Mitz Chalitza that says that for Chalitza, if sham and sieve works, and in Pilya Shel Bega doesn't work. And Shaila is, what's the chilek? If you need leather, so then, why does sham and sieve work? If you don't need leather, why is an Pilya Shel Bega no good? Pilya Shel Bega is like a slipper. So the Gemara says that it goes like Rabbi Meir, that you don't need leather, but hai megan, hai loy megan. And Pilya Shel Bega is not protective, but sham is protective. See, it's protective, and that's why it's good for chalitza. So why isn't it good for Yom Kippurim? So the Rambanu Melchamis explains that there's a Machloikis Tanon in Masech Shamis Nasamach Vav about sandal shel sayodim. They're made out of kash, they're made out of straw. And that's a shaila. Did they have a din of a sandal shel eitz, which we're saying is a shoe? Or no, they're shvacher than eitz. So the word is like this. That braisa holds that they have a din of eitz and it works. These Amiram hold like the other man, the Amiram of Dinveitz, and it doesn't work. That's how the Ramban learns the Sugya according to Rashi. So, goodness, Eitz is definitely Aser, and Sham, Lamaisa, these Amiram hold the Mutter, even though the Braisa says it's good for Chalitz, it's a Machlokistanon. There's a Pana Meiris, which we're going to discuss soon, that says a different shot. That says for Chalitz, it's a shoe, Chalitz is Tali and Megan, but for Yom Kippur, it's not a comfortable shoe, you can still feel the ground, you're able to imagine the Kaishi Akarka, and you feel ki'ilu you're barefoot, and therefore, that's why for Yom Kippur you're allowed to go out. We're going to see Be'ez Hashem the Panamiris. But let's go again with Rashi. Rashi holds that the Maskanas HaGemara is you don't need leather to be Aser. And what's the pshat that these other shoes are Mutter? Either they're Ramban is Mash because these Amram hold are not considered to be Megan. And the Panamiris says because you can feel the ground underneath, so they're an Inui. But that's the Chilik. The Baal Amar learns that no, the Maskanas HaGemara is not like all these Amiran. A non-leather shoe is a non-leather shoe. If Rava says it's Aser, it means it's Aser, period. And we don't pass like these Amiran. But the only thing he says we do pass like is if you wrap your foot with a towel, with a siddur, so that's not a shoe b'chlau. But a shoe that's made out of sham, or hutzi, or hidni, or divli, that would be considered a shoe, and that would be Aser on Yom Kippur. So Rashi holds you don't need leather, malkapanim, you need wood. Those are not a shoe altogether. And the Baal Amar says you don't need leather, and those are taka aser on Yom Kippur. Yishayinim asks a lot of kashas on the Baal Amar. First of all, Rav himself, who says the kulei alma minnuli, he's the one that was nafik bedivli. So how does that shdim? He's telling me we don't pass it as a Rav because Rav is maskan is that it's us. Rav himself was one of the Amirom. It's a Pella. Second kasha, the Panamira says it's kasha. Kasha and Cheshbin. If Rav wants to say not like these Amirom, why does he have to say the Kulei Ami Minalhu? Let him say that the Machlokes is if it's a Minal, and for Yom Kippur, you don't need a Minal to be us. It's not like the Amirom. That's Pshat Rashi, he says. Rav seems to be trying to help these Amirom. That Azai, the Brisa said, even if it's not a minnow, it's us in Yom Kippur. No. It's a minnow. But you don't need leather to be a minnow. But those cases are not a minnow. But if you're going to tell me that these Amram anyway are shver, it doesn't shtim, because according to Rav, those are also a minnow. So say it's not a minnow. Say it's us even though it's not a minnow. The half minnow was it's us even though it's not a minnow. Why did Rav switch that? Why didn't Rav say the machlek is if it's a minnow and everyone holds it's us because you don't need a minnow to be us? Mishleima, if Rav was trying to be miyashiv, that really you do need a minnow to be us and Yom Kippur, and by the other Amram it wasn't a minnow, then it's good. But if the pshat is anyways going not like the other Amram, so why do you have to say it is a minnow? He could have said it's not a minnow and it's us like the Havim minnow, as I affect upon the Miris. The Mechamas also asks another kasha, that what was Rav's kasha and Abaya? Abaya had the teretz, that Mishum Ksisa Mishum Tainug. In fact, Rav, what do you mean? Tainug is not us. Rambam Bar Avunah was Nafik, was Karak Suja, Karev Nafik. If you're anyway not going to go, you're not going to feel Meshubit to these Amiron, what do you Meshubit to Rambam Bar Avunah that was Karak Karev Suja, Nafik? Anyway, these are the kashas. But Al Kopanim, the Baal Amar learns that the Maskana Sagamara is that there's no din that you need a leather shoe on Yom Kippur. All shoes are Asr and then Ram Dichalek, then we won't pass them like them. But the Rif and the Rosh, they just bring the beginning of the Gemara. They bring all those Amiron, and then they stop. They don't bring the Masiv and they don't bring Rav. They only bring that. It's clearly they're passing all the Amiron are Kedin. And they don't bring Rav that says the Kolam Minuhu. Sounds like they're not passing like Rav. So the Ramban and Lachamis and the Ran in this Kedushim to Shabbos say that the Kulam Aminuhu means Jumei and Aviesi. But there's a third Amira. There's a third Amira in Mesech the Shabbos, Daf Samach Vav, and Mesech the Zivam, Daf Kuf Beis, that holds this Yisayin that anything which is not leather is not a minnow. And the Shakla V'tayah of the Sugya was, this was the Shakla V'tayah of the Sugya. I have a Ryan from Aviesi. Rabbi Yossi holds it's not a minnow and still aser. So to Rav, no. Rabbi Yossi holds it's a minnow. But what do we hold? We hold it's not a minnow. So that's the Gemara the Gishak here. The Amram went out with it. Why? Because it's not a minnow. Fake the Gemara, but Rabbi Yossi also holds it's not a minnow. He asks us to go out on Shabbos. And still it's aser on Yom Kippur. See, on Yom Kippur you don't need a minnow. So to Rav, no, Rabbi Yossi holds it is a minnow. He only is asking on Shabbos because no nafik vassos here. But there's another Tana in the Sugi and Yevamis and the Sugi of Shamis that holds is not a minnow. And all those Chachamim Paschim like that Tana. So what comes out of Lachal Lameisa? According to the Ramban and Lachamis, the way he learns the Rif and the Rush, the Pashas of the Rif and the Rush, there's a klal. If it's not leather, it's not Aser on Yom Kippur, period. It's not a minnow, it's not Aser on Yom Kippur. That's what we Paschim. According to the Baal Amar on the other side, there's no such thing. Any shoe is us. It doesn't matter if it's leather or not. And Rashi seems to know the chilik, that a minnow shall eitz is a minnow and it's us on Yom Kippur, but shall sham is not a minnow and it's mutter on Yom Kippur. Now the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Yudal, it's a vase paskins, that if it's not leather, it's mutter, that's what like the Rif and the Rush. The Derech and the Mechaba, paskins like the Rif and the Rush, and the Ramo also is not masik, he also holds that way. The Yerabim, he says you should not wear a minnow shel eitz like Rashi, and he says that's what Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Riaz say, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it. And the Bach wants to be machma like the Baal Amar. He says that the Smag and the Smak also hold that way. The Bach also brings the Bahag and the Mukayesif that hold that they weren't matter a minnow shel sham only b'makam chayli or istinis, but stamazai, you have to go without shoes, without any foot gear altogether. Well, your rabbi is not so much. Your rabbi could be already like Rashi, that there could be foot gear you could go with, just not a minnow shel eitz. Now, according to Rashi, we have to get clear what exactly is mutter, what exactly is asa. But kipshutai, it's only if it's not megan or if it's uncomfortable, you can feel the ground, then it'll be mutter. But if you have a perfectly good shoe and happens not to be leather, according to Rashi, that would seem to be asa like a minnow shel eitz. And Panim Iris has a long tshuva on it. It's in Chelek Beis Simcha Ches, because he says, "Kadoshim Ikarav Bo They wear these shoes that are made out of felt, very hard felt, and they look exactly like a shoe, and they're very comfortable, and they're not leather. And he's against it. Brings the sugya. He's marich, but in the Erichas he says like this. He says the Rambam in Ilchus Shvizas Asa Perek Gimel Hakazayin says Bekitzin Imritz. Asa Linol Minol Vesent Vesandal Afilu Raglechus. You're not allowed to wear a shoe or a sandal. Umut the Lutzeis Vesandal Shal Sham Vshal Gemiu Kiyitzibem. So he does fasten like those that may run, not like the Balamar. You're allowed to go with Sham and Gemi. And he doesn't say that it innovates. And then he writes, V'karech Adam Begel Aragel V'yitzibay, that's Rabbi Barafuna. And he fears ice, why? Shari Kaishi Ha'aretz Magia L'Raglav U'Margish Shehu Yachayf. Because the hardness of the ground reaches his feet and he realizes that he's barefoot. He feels that he's barefoot. Now the Beis Yosef brings 3 days. The 3 days that we mentioned. Rashi that says the Eitz is Asur and Sham is Mutter. The Rizal says the Sham is also Asur. The Rif and the Rashi say that Eitz is also Mutter. Anything that's not Ar. And he writes about the Ramam Dvarev Stumim. And what he means to say L'Chayr is, we don't know what he holds. I mean, he's clearly a mattering sham, but we don't know what he holds about Eitz. Is he all like Rashi? Does he all give from the Rosh? We're not sure. Zag the Panim Iris, I don't understand why you're not sure. The Rambam says very clearly why it's mutter. Shari Kaishi Ha'aretz Magil Aragel V'Margish Shehu Yachif. That's what Tanai gives. L'chari is making a chilek between a slipper and a shoe. I mean, I'm using the word slipper and shoe. But if you have a soft sole, where you feel the Kaishi Aretz, that's Mutter. If you have a hard soul, where you don't feel the Kaishi Aretz, that's Aser. If the Rambam would hold anything that's not leather is Mutter, let him say so. Let him say it's Mutter, because it's not leather, it's not a shoe. He doesn't say that. He says clearly what he holds. He says it's Mutter because the Kaishi Aretz Megiru Gemagam Shri Yachev. And the Panamiris really holds that everybody holds this way. This is the Pshat in Rashi. It's a minol. But the sham is not a minol. Why? Because the Yom Kippur is totally an inui. And as long as you have the kaishi ha'aretz, you realize a yachef, you feel yachef, that's the klal. And he holds the rif and the rashi also hold that way. I mean, it's not like the Ramban and Lachamis and the Ran, but that's what he holds. That the yusayim is a heter of sham, like the Ramban, because it's marigushu yachef, but Bamisin he goes through all the sugyas, the sugya here, the sugya in Yevamis, the Sugyan Shabbos, that's what he comes out. And his maskana is, Hayarid, Vicharid, the Dvar Hashem, should be Machman, not go out with the Minol Asuyim, Milavadim, Vasa Kemidis Minol Shalanu, Umegin, the Einamarikish Klal Shu Yachayf, Velavichal Inu, only, right, Emela, Ramachman Tavol Bracha. So that's what he holds. You can wear slippers, but with your Marikish, you can't wear shoes. And that misses the place can bring it. The Shari Chuvin Simon Tafkuf Nundal brings it even Linyan Tisha B'Av. The Chassam Sefer brings it in the Gais and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tafresh Yidal Linyam Kippur. And the Mishnah Berurah says like this, V'nei Av She'ein Limchus B'Anam Akilim Achrei Shal Shulchan Aruch V'Rei V'Achreinim Akilim Mikol Malka Mishav Shalai Nochein Lahach Mevalelach Mampilu Shal Beged Kenog, it means slippers. You should go with cloth slippers. Achein, I'm sorry, Lelachutzam, let's say you have to go out. And you can't wear slippers, it's going to really hurt your feet. You're going to get damaged or whatever it is. So he says, Nochan Yaisish Yilbush Eilah HaLavadamaya Kaloshin, you should wear the hard slippers or the galoshes. V'loimin Olam Shalai, but don't wear leather shoes. Sheishim Asim Medinam. Hashaykin Eilah Shirak Mishim Chumra. Which he means like this. The Shulchan Aruch already says, if you're going outside into the mud, and it's really, really not possible to go without shoes, so you can wear shoes. Like it says at the end of the sugya, the Machmas Sakanis Agrav Mutter, if you're wearing shoes because you have to, you can wear shoes. So Zak the Mishnah Berurah like this. If anyway you can't go with slippers outside, it will hurt your feet too much. So it's better, he's saying, you should be Machmer not to wear non-leather shoes. Don't wear sneakers or kaloshin or galoshes or whatever it is, because according to Rashi, and perhaps according to the Rambam, and certainly according to the Balamar, it's Aser. You can wear slippers, and filoy shel beged. But when you're going outside, rather than wearing leather shoes, because you'll say, what's it? No. These are only a chumrah. Leather shoes are Aser Medina. So when you go outside, you should take a put on your sneakers, your galoshes, whatever it is. And when you're inside, then you should just wear filoy shel beged, just wear slippers, or just wear socks. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Lachar, it's not a very hard chumrah to keep. If lemaisa, when you're going outside, you could wear taka the sneakers or the non-leather shoes, and when you're inside, when you're in shul or in the house, not to wear, just to wear the socks or the slippers, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rif and the Rosh, and that's a psak halacha, and Rav Feis can bring it that that anything that's not leather is mutter. But we do have kama shitas rishenim, Rashi and the Riaz and the Shulchan Gemarim and the Smag and the Smak, that don't hold the heter of non-leather shoes, and the chayr it's not that hard to be machmek at Rav. And the Shari Tshuva brings down the Churban Nechsam Seif, and the Mishabur says, Nachin Lachmim Yishavshim. Now, there's another issue in the Sugya as well. The Taisa speaks about it, Bektei Yetzir Bekav Shaloi. That the Shaila is, we have a Machlekesh Rebbein Rebbe Yesi, normally we pass him like a Beis. Rebbe Yesi holds it's us to go a Ketei Bekav Shaloi. And our Sugya says that the Pshan and Rebbe Yesi is because it will fall down. So Kumtais, if you have a non-leather shoe, a wooden shoe, which is mehedik, which is tight and will not fall off, it's mutter. But Taisus brings that Rashi in Shabbos that holds because it's not a minnow. It's not a minnow, and memela, it's aser. And Taisus is bothered, and our sugi shteitach, it's a minnow. So what's the pshat? The problem is a little bit like this. According to the Rif and the Rosh, and the Ramban and the Ran, that hold anything that's or is not a minnow, so l'chayr, what's the pshat? Then l'chayr should come out l'maskon, it's mutter and imkibr, but it's aser on Shabbos. Because the Gemara says the reason why Rebbein and Yesi amater is because it's a minhag. And we mentioned, the Ramban and Melchamis and the Ran say that there's a sugya in Shabbos and in Yevamis, there's a tana which holds that no, it's not a minhag. And according to that tana, it's mutter and imkibr. Now according to that tana, it should be aser on Shabbos. That's the chayr of a state in the Gemara. Whatever is not a minhag is aser on Shabbos, even without the time of Dilma Shalif. So the Ramban taka holds that way. The Ramban taka holds it's aser on Shabbos. Ramban holds anything which is not a leather shoe is aser on Shabbos. And the Ramban has to give al the Geshayla. So what's pshat in these Amiron? Ein echanami mitzad the iser of Yom Kippur, mitzad the din of Inui, they could go out with the sham and the hitni and the hutzni and the divli v'chuli. But what happened to the iser of carrying? You're not allowed to carry in Yom Kippur also. Akad de kachlan, the Ramban says that nafak doesn't mean nafak to rishus or amor or karmelis. Nafak means they went out of the house and they were wearing the non-leather shoes, but they didn't go to rishus or amor or karmelis. But ein echanami, it would be also for them to go outside of the Erev because it's carrying. So the Ran says that that's a deichik. So the Ran says a gemal b'gesvar. The Ran says that on Shabbos, if you go out without a minol, you're carrying. But on Yom Kippur, you can't wear a minol. So on Yom Kippur, the din of carrying changes. Hayyos in Yom Kippur, it's not shayach to wear minol. So a non-minol becomes a minol in Yom carrying, on Yom Kippur specifically, and the male is no din of etzah. So kumtai, say according to the Ramban, say according to the Ran, to go out on Shabbos with a non-leather shoe, is aser. Just the Ramban holds it's even us and Yom Kippur, and the Ran says on Yom Kippur it's mutter. Now, if you Baal Amar that you're not allowed to wear any non-leather shoe on Yom Kippur, then you go out on Shabbos. But according to Rashi, even according to Rashi, a non-leather shoe which is megan and you don't feel any character, whatever it is, would also be mutter. I mean, the Panamiri says even if you do, even Shalsham, the Panamiri says it's only Lagabi Yom Kippur that it's mutter because it's an inah, but really it is a minol, legabi Shabbos, and it'll be mutter. But if you're going to make a klal by Yom Kippur, then no matter how good the shoe is, if it's not leather, it's not a shoe, you can wear it on Yom Kippur, that klal should apply on Shabbos also, and should ask you to go out with it on Shabbos because it's carrying. And both the Ramban and the Ran, who explain the sugyas, and who hold that the pshat, why we matter all non-leather shoes on Yom Kippur, is because it's not a minol. Even though both their main base holds a minnow, but there's another tana which holds it's not a minnow. They tackle that tana with all the tzatzas carrying on Shabbos. And why is it mutter and kippur? The Ramban holds it's not. And the Ramban holds Yom Kippur gufa would be mutter because that's your shoe on Yom Kippur. But the problem is, the Panim Meiris and the Gayan and the Prima Gan the Musa ask the Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Ilchus Yom Kippurim, like we said, says any non-leather shoe is mutter and kippur. It's not a minnow. But the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Aleph Sifta Zayin only asks a non-leather shoe which slips off. But something which is tight, and you don't have to be afraid it'll slip off, is mutter. So manushach, he's mezakeh shtar lebei trei. When it comes to Yom Kippur, he's mekel, because it's not leather, it's not a minnow. And when it comes to Shabbos, he says, no, we're not afraid that if we're not afraid it will slip off, if it's a shoe that's tight, so then it's not called carrying on Shabbos. So what's the pshat in that? So the Bi'ah goes marich about it. Then he's talking Miyashav v'Shulchan Aruch. He goes with the Rashba Masechta Shabbos Daf Samach Vav. The Ikav Vart he says is that the Rashba holds that the Maskanis HaSugya is that Shabbos is not totally in the Shein Minol. Because Bam is a little bit shver. I mean, shver both. Yom Kippur also is a little bit shver. Havaisis Yom Kippur is totally in the Shein Minol. That you see from all the Amiron. But Shabbos is not. Shabbos is not totally Shein Minol. And I would explain why these Amiron allowed to go out and out with them. Because once we say that Kavik Iteya is because maybe you'll fall off, then we don't have to say the whole Yisai that by Shabbos you need a Shein Minol. Anything which is a normal thing to wear, not being considered carrying on Shabbos. So Mel Shulchan Aruch is good. That's what the Gaon says. But the Gaon fears us, but the Ikal Adin is the Ramban. That if it's not a leather shoe, you're not going to go out on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Maskanis of the Gaon. So Kumtes will come out, not like the Minigah Elam, and it's just Santa Chumra, that you should not wear non-leather shoes on Shabbos. And the Chara, who would then, if it's a leather upper and a rubber sole, be the same thing? So, while it's not that hard to make sure that your Shabbos shoes have a leather sole, but it's not, you know, it's not a given. If you want to be machmir, the Shulchan Aruch paskins its mutter, but the Ari Shainim, the Rabban and the Ran, both hold that it's usher, and the Goyen holds the Ikadinas that way, and Mifrat, if we make a on Yom Kippur, so there would be a makam to be machmir on Shabbos. Now, if you want to be machmer on Shabbos, you still could be mekel on Yom Kippur to go out with non-leather shoes with shisaram. You might not have another eitzim because you have the ran. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and some Siman Tafresh Yudal bring the ran, and they bring the ran that the reason why there's no problem of going out with a non-leather shoe on Yom Kippur is because that's middle of the day. So you have two chumras that come out from the sugya. One chumra is that on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, as much as possible, don't wear a non-leather shoe. You can wear it in the street because you don't have an eitzah. And there, if you don't have an eitzah, you're even allowed to wear a leather shoe in the street. So, kol shekein, you can wear a non-leather shoe. But in the house, in the shul, you shouldn't wear it. You should wear slippers or socks. And we have a second chumrah, that when you're walking out on Shabbos into the street, whether it's a shusarabim or a karmelis, you should make sure that the shoe is completely leather. If you have a shoe that's all man-made material, or even a leather shoe with a rubber sole, you have the Ashitas Rishayim hold that there's an Isser, and an Ashisaram, perhaps even an Isser Deraisa to go with it. We don't paskin the way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins very clearly that it's mutter, but there's a makan to be machmer. The Goyin is Neitel Hachmer, and on Shabbos not to go out with a non-leather shoe, but to go out to be machmer like the Ramban, then in Kippur also not to go out along with the shoe, that's already Avait the Chumra, you're ready to commit Sarif also to Das Haran. The Shulchan Aruch holds, like we said, they're both. It's Mutter on Yom Kippur, it's Mutter on Shabbos. We have the Goyin, that's Miyashiv, it goes like Dushay Rashba, that's the Psak Halacha. But in case you want to be Machmer, and Asur on Yom Kippur, and Asur on Shabbos, Baal Kofanim, to go out with a non-leather shoe on Yom Kippur, where you can't wear a leather shoe, you have the Ransvar to your Matter, that I think will be too much of a Chumra. That's the signal.